It's not every day that your brother is wed. So I smiled at your bride with a nod of my head. And she looked like a sun that had pushed through the night, born to sharp constellations in flickering light. And her face remained bowed while her lifetime was vowed, so that only in death is her true love allowed. Smiling, the pastor said, "Now you may kiss." And I consciously tried to make hands out of fists, went down to the kitchen to help with the meal, and I found a small knife that my belt could conceal. Then my shaking was quelled by a shadowy peace that came over me, lasting the length of the feast, till musicians filed in and started to play, and the dancing began, and I melted away. She found me and tore through the gloom like a candle, and changed every shape in the room. While her eyes pinned me down on the bed near the wall, she sat down on the edge, seemed ready to fall. And her lips were like fruit overripe when she spoke, and her words were like juice that ran down her throat. She said, "I am a woman who's tearing apart, for you are the man who has stolen my heart." I said, "With your father, I'm not as adept as my brother in getting his words to accept that your hand would be mine, if only for merit of love. But my brother still stands to inherit the wealth of my family, while all I possess is the love of the heart beating strong in your breast." And the fire made the snap of a tragic romance, and the flames played a rhythm for the shadows to dance. Oh, la, 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 la. Tongues of flame lapped up the walls, and I held your new wife as she wept, while the heat of the fire pushed into our skin, and the meaning slid into my spine like a pin. When her hands found the knife that was hid in my belt, a dark smile found her face like an angry red welt. She cried, "I will be with you when death do us part." And she looked up and fast plunged the knife in her heart. I ran through the darkness and stopped at a town, and I slept in a barn while your house burned to ground. But you came in a dream where my voice wouldn't speak. You put bread in my hands, washed both my feet, So I came back to tell you her soul is alone, and I'm joining her life now by taking my own. Let the furrows of strain in your face ease and soften. My soul will soon have my bones dance in my coffin. La la.